In 1843, Ada Lovelace has a great idea. Use a steam engine to power a computer. But the computer won't be built for another century, and it wouldn't be powered by a steam engine. Still, with a pen and paper, Ada writes the very first computer algorithm. Hello, and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, Tom Baudette here for Studio 6. I thought I'd play a little game with you. He's a 6, but has clean, comfortable rooms, a kitchen to cook in, fresh coffee to brew, great Wi-Fi. Oh, and he loves to do long-term. 10, right? I'd say Studio 6 is definitely a 10. I'm Tom Baudette for Studio 6, but really 10, where you get more in your room and less on your bill.
In 1815, Augusta Ada Byron is born to Lady Annabella Byron and her husband, the famous poet Lord Byron. Lord Byron is eccentric, which is a nice word for weirdo. Annabella is determined that Ada will be nothing like her father, so she gets Ada a first-class STEM education: science, math, music, French. Anything but poetry. Despite her unheard-of education, Ada is still groomed to marry someone like an earl or a duke. As a debutante, 17-year-old Ada attends a party hosted by famous inventor and Cambridge professor Charles Babbage. There, Professor Babbage unveils his latest design, the Difference Engine. Called the Thinking Machine, it's basically a giant steam engine calculator that can only do addition. If you can actually build one, it'll do the mathematical work of dozens of men in minutes. It'll even print out a mathematical table at the end. This is a big deal because sailors use mathematical tables to navigate. So he's basically invented the first version of Google Maps. Bear in mind, this is only a design. He needs financiers to help him build the functional machine. Ada is floored. She exchanges contact info with Professor Babbage, and they start corresponding about his work. They keep up with this pen pal relationship for years, even as Ada fulfills her noblewoman duties by marrying an earl, becoming the Countess of Lovelace, and birthing 3 heirs. Before Professor Babbage finishes the Difference Engine, he dreams up a new idea, the Analytical Engine. It's similar to the Difference Engine, but can do more complex math using binary code. Professor Babbage gives a talk on the Analytical Engine, which inspires an Italian engineer to publish a paper, in French. Babbage wants to read the paper, but he doesn't speak French. Ada does, and she offers to translate. And while she's at it, she'll add in some of her own ideas and corrections in the notes. In 1843, 27-year-old Ada begins translating the paper and writing up her own thoughts. And her ideas are big. Ada proposes that if she uses numbers to represent ideas, the engine should be able to complete any task she tells it to. For example, writing music or creating images, not just math. She writes up an example, designing a code to calculate Bernoulli numbers. Bernoulli numbers are super complicated. All you need to know is, it's a really hard math problem. Ada's commands are the first ever computer code, which makes her the first ever nerd. Who knew the first computer nerd would be a 19th century English countess? Ada puts together over 60 pages of nerd computer notes. Her notes are twice as long as that Italian engineer's original paper. Sadly, Ada dies just a few years later at the young age of 36. Babbage never builds that analytical engine, and Ada never sees her algorithm used. A century passes, and Ada and her philosophy fade into obscurity. Until World War II. Scientist Alan Turing is studying the idea of a thought machine and comes across Ada's notes. He uses her notes to help design the Bletchley Park bombs, the machines that cracked the German Enigma code, aka the world's first computers. Ada's algorithm works, and it helps the Allies win World War II. Then, in the 1970s, the U.S. Department of Defense names their new programming language, Ada, as an homage to Ada Lovelace. That code is still in use today. Long live nerds! Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Ada Lovelace, check out the BBC documentary Counting Ada, which we found incredibly helpful for this episode. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Ambika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.